Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what's going on at the stores?
This week, we are gearing up and in the middle of the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. It's been so busy. It's been absolutely an incredible show for everyone involved. Salt Lake is always so, so good. You know, in Utah, the Parade of Homes is kind of like the Super Bowl for all of us. It starts in St. George, goes to Utah County, which is, of course, the Wasatch Front, into Salt Lake. And then Park City is right around the corner. So today we have Park City on the brain today. I am so grateful to welcome two guests back to the show. Jack Lopez, all the way from Texas. Welcome back to the show, Jack.
Howdy, y'all. No. Heather, it's great to see you.
Always good to see you. And we have Stephanie Wilson, his partner. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Jack, what's going on in the Park City area? Clearly, you are an out-of-state investor, but you do so much work here in this area. And you and I have worked together for years and years, and you're definitely the expert of that area.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in Park City, as you can imagine, with the 2034 Olympic announcement that was just done week before last. And so it looked like a national holiday in Park City. You couldn't even drive from Highway 80 in the town. That it took more than an hour. But things in the real estate market are really looking up. Inventory is still lower than pre-pandemic years. So things are really still busy in Park City.
For sure. And so what happens with pricing, right? Supply and demand, when there's not a lot of inventory, oftentimes the prices are up.
Correct. The only temperance now is interest rates are higher for mortgages. Park City kind of dodges that bullet. 53% of the deals in Park City are cash. So that means less than half are financed. And most of the time, some of the houses that you did for me that we sold, it seemed like the going financing trick was to do 50% down and finance 50%. So I think that model's still probably working for most people. And things are still way positive in Park City.
Absolutely. So there is a new development that is expected to bring 30,000 new residents to the area in the coming years. Stephanie, you are a born and raised Park City girl. You've been there for what, 27 years?
Not born and raised there.
Oh, but not quite born, almost.
But I have been there for about
27. You're like 27.
Right. But I have been there for 27 years. And yeah, the excitement is coming from the Jordanelle Valley side of Park City, now known as Park City, Park City East. And they are building a new ski resort over there. And it's actually a Deer Valley expansion. Deer Valley will be running the new resort. I think it's about 5,000 acres of additional terrain. And they're building a new base area there. It's called Deer Valley East, which allows you to ski Deer Valley without ever having to drive into Park City through Park City during, you know, the winter, where it can take a lot of time and a lot of traffic to get there. So, yeah, it's really easy. You can take Highway 80 to Highway 40 and then straight to the resort.
So my understanding is Deer Valley just partnered with them, and they will be running all of the lifts and whatnot. It used to be called Mayflower. So if you've heard of the Mayflower Resort, it's now Deer Valley East, correct?
Correct. That is correct. Deer Valley East is going to be the official name. They're going to have a 500-room Grand Hyatt at the base, and it will actually be completed by the end of this year.
Wow. Okay, Jack, so you are a Texas guy. You have done a lot of development in Dallas and throughout Texas. Why Utah? Why are developers like you coming to Utah?
Well, I did it for the snow. I used to own a place in South Lake Tahoe. And in 1894, I came skiing at in Park City and went to Park City and walked up to the desk at the front and said, and they had a trail map of Deer Valley. I said, where is this ski area? And they told me. And I don't think I've skied anywhere else since. I found Deer Valley and just fell in love because I wasn't that good of a skier to begin with. You know, us Texans, we get to go once a year, and you can't get a whole lot of learning in 5 days. But I found Deer Valley, and nothing against snowboarders. I love to meet them, especially when they were laying on the ground together. But
Ouch.
The old joke, you know,
yeah.
How a snowboarder introduces himself as, sorry, dude. But one thing led to another, and I think my first project was on Lowell Avenue that you furnished for us,
that
beautiful big house and then the smaller one in front of it. And my background being in commercial construction, these projects were very easy to accomplish in magnitude and the talent it took to do it. So then it got to be fun. And so then it was like, what kind of house do we build next? And so my first five houses you furnished for us and did such a wonderful job. The whole flexibility you have with your company, that if the buyer comes in and doesn't like one stick of furniture or the other, you'll come pick it up, take
swap
them to your store, swap it out. Yeah.
We have those showrooms of in-stock merchandise, and so it's just really, really easy and convenient. And you and I are working together on your latest and greatest project, which we'll talk about more here shortly.
So you've been around the block. We've been building in Texas. You're in Park City. Are there any unique challenges to building here?
How long is this show?
it's getting real on KSL.
It offers its own uniqueness. I can tell you that. It's quite the experience, but you have to be very patient. You have to be very patient because Park City is a small town. Wasatch County is a small county, and so is Summit County. And it really takes educating the public servants you're working with and getting them to understand why a concept is good. And so they're very concerned about the community impact on every development, and we really stress to address that.
Well, and your designs are very innovative. Jack does more of a mountain modern feel, and a lot of these homes are just tucked right up against the mountain, hanging off of the mountain. I mean, absolutely incredible designs. That's one of the things I really admire and respect is you're not afraid to be different, which I think is great and is so fun to furnish that. And then most of your homes that you've done are spec homes. So a lot of these buyers will come in and they fall in love with it and they just buy it. Like you said, maybe half of them pay cash and it's done. It's easy, it's quick, and they're beautiful.
Correct.
Stephanie, what's your experience in Park City?
My professional experience?
Yes.
Well, I worked in commercial real estate finance for about 20 years with U.S. Bank, and Jack was my next-door neighbor. We were friends, and then he started building spec homes, so I did some financing for him, and that's kind of what started our business relationship. And in 2018, decided to switch sides of the table and join him in development. We've partnered up, and we'll be talking about what we're up to over in the Jordano Valley now.
What do you love most about being a developer in Utah?
I think we're really fortunate with the beauty that we have in the area that I've lived for so long. Just the mountains, the lakes, the ski resorts, the price points.
The price points, right? Even though Park City is very, very expensive in Utah terms, If you look at that nationally, people are always so surprised at how large the homes are for the prices. And most of these homes have multi-million dollar views. You really don't have need for a lot of walls because the landscape, your environment really is why you're paying what you are. And land is not cheap. They're not making it anymore, right? So you have to pay to play. And Park City is one of the best areas in the state of Utah for developers like Jack and Stephanie that are coming here. They make money. It's fun. It's gorgeous. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Please stay tuned. We're coming right back with more.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour Downy the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. It's all about the parade of homes at your stores in Orem and Lehi.
It sure is. And right now we are dead center in the middle of the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, and we are loving it. Beautiful, beautiful homes in the show this year. So if you have not been to the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, please buy your tickets today. Go check that out. It's definitely worth the wait. Best show in town currently. We also have Park City on the brain because we are gearing up for the Park City Showcase of Homes. We are going to be designing and furnishing a beautiful home in Park City that we've been working on for quite some time, and we're really, really excited about that. So, you know, over in the next coming weeks, we will talk about the specifics of that home. However, today we have Jack Lopez and Stephanie Wilson. You guys are the Park City gurus, I would call you. Jack, just a little background on you. You are from Texas. You are a real estate developer. You came to Utah for skiing and found some great opportunities to develop and make some money here in Utah.
Yes, I did. And I started in 2014. And I was really just looking for a project, maybe to buy an existing house or condo, remodel it, flip it, and that sort of thing. And so I looked and looked, and then I was introduced to a double lot on Lowell Avenue and was able to put two homes on this one plot of land. And they happened to be ski in, ski out from the Park City ski area. And so that started the horses running, and since that time, I've done seven really nice spec homes in the Park City area. And now, closing on the last two lots, which were in Sky Ridge, north side of Lake Jordanelle, I was driving back down Jordanelle Parkway, and I saw a sign that says for sale, commercial land, 10.3 acres. And I couldn't find any commercial land in Park City to save my life. And so I locked up the brakes, wrote down the phone number, took a picture of the sign. And the next week I had it under contract.
Of course you
did. It turned out that 6 acres was residential and 4 acres was zoned retail. And so I called Stephanie and said, Steph, I think we've got a deal here that could make a lot of sense. And so this was in 2021. And then it took a while to get entitlements and all that stuff through the county. And ultimately, we wound up with two sites, one with 12 townhomes and 8 single family lots. The 12 townhomes are under construction now. 5 will be done by the end of this year. 7 will be done by late spring of next year. And then we are actually going to build 4 spec homes on the single family lots. And we actually have only 1 single family lot still available. And the interest out there is phenomenal. One of the really unique things about this project is it's only 400 yards to the Deer Valley Gondola.
Yeah.
And MIDA tells us they're going to have a shuttle bus running up and down Jordan L Parkway to take you to the Deer Valley Gondola or the Deer Valley East Base. And so one of the things the county made us do as part of our plat approval for the retail center, which is right across the street from the townhomes, is put a bus stop there. And so I guess if we put in a bus stop, there will be a bus.
If you build it, they will come, right?
Yeah. Wait, can we go back a step?
Go.
How is it that 400 yards from the gondola, there is not only land available, but with a sign posted with a phone number?
I don't know why there wasn't a crowd of people, you know, writing down the phone number. I don't know.
It was your lucky day, Jack. The stars aligned for you.
It certainly was. It was February of 2021. I remember to this day, and there was snow on the ground, and I just couldn't believe my eyes because my specialty is commercial real estate development. And you know, the houses are fun, and I've had a blast with you, Heather, but that's my heart and soul. You know, that's my true love is, you know, commercial, office, retail, residential. I mean, not residential, but industrial. So anyway, I said, well, I was so excited about it that we have an acronym in our LLC name that stands for Finally Got My Commercial Dirt.
You're so fun. So, you know, on the real estate show, we get to talk about anything and everything real estate. We talk about commercial, we talk about residential. And I think what's great, Jack, is sometimes there's just diamonds in the rough. And oftentimes we make it sound like it's so easy. You just drive by a sign and it's just sitting there and it's perfect and it's all zoned and ready to, you know, get the excavation crew in there. And it's not. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And you've been through the city process. You've dealt with the small town of Park City. They're backed up. I mean, this takes time. You have, you know, money that's sitting. There's always challenges, and you don't give up. You're aggressive. You've done this. Experience goes a long, long way, and that's what makes these developments so great.
Yes, and the old saying is the harder you work, the luckier you get. And and I think Stephanie can tell you that when I get attached to a project, I am so driven.
You're passionate. I know.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it is, you know, hard to keep
I'm
up.
I'm just thinking about this. It's February of 2021. You get this land, and now you need all of the approvals and everything that goes with developing a piece of property in the middle of the pandemic of all places in Park City. It must have been chaos.
It was. That's the nice way to put it. it was quite the adventure, especially during the pandemic, and there were roadblocks and high hurdles every which way we turned. We finally got the plat approval for the residential tract, and we are maybe an eighth of an inch away from the retail plat approval getting done. And so let's talk about the timing just a second. With the townhomes coming on board, like I said, 5 of them by the end of this year, and then the other 7 by start of summer next year, the retail center will be open late summer 2026.
Excellent. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of what this really cool brand new development is all about. Stay tuned.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on your
or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on your
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what's going on at the stores?
Oh, Jeff, we always have brand new things coming into the stores. We have both of our stores are over 20,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise. And we also have a 10,000 square foot warehouse that's on-site and an additional warehouse off-site with the latest and greatest and all the best that the country offers. The high end, the low end, lots of price points in the middle. So bring your trucks and trailers and come check all that out this week. We're excited about that. Jeff, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of having a little Olympic hangover. You know, it's the big announcement of it coming to Salt Lake City.
I'll admit, after they extinguished the flame in Paris,
I know.
Like two nights later, I'm like, let's see what's on the Olympics tonight.
Nothing there. I know. And I know KSL actually made the journey to Paris. They were one of the first to announce that. And there's so much excitement about that coming back to Salt Lake City and Utah and Park City and all across the Wasatch Front in 2034. It's so many cool things. Today we have Jack Lopez and Stephanie Wilson on the show to help us know about your latest and greatest project that will be in Park City. Such a great time to invest in Utah real estate, specifically even some of these vacation homes, because you know, down the road, you can rent these out to all of the people that will be coming to the Olympics. Jack and Stephanie, fill us in with all the nuts and bolts of what's going on with your project.
I'm going to let Stephanie talk about the amenities around our development, which, by the way, is named Keatley Ridge, named after Jack Keatley, the famous Pony Express rider. Thank you. And go ahead, Steph.
So the Keatley Ridge development, that's the residential development, only 20 home sites, 12 townhomes, and 8 single-family lots. As Jack said earlier, there's only one lot left available for sale.
And after the show, it may not even be left. Who knows, right?
And it is located, we covered this before, but it's super important, about 400 yards from the Deer Valley Gondola, the existing gondola, and maybe a mile, maybe a little less, to the new Deer Valley East base of Deer Valley Ski Resort. We are also about a half mile from the Jordanelle State Park. So it's really a year-round resort area, boating and hiking and mountain biking. There's 400 miles of single-track trails in the area for biking and hiking. As well as all the fun that you can have on the lake, paddleboarding and boating, and of course skiing at Deer Valley, which you know can't be beat as far as ski resorts go. And then you know it's important to note that the Keatley Ridge subdivision, we do allow nightly rentals, vacation rentals, so you can purchase a home or a townhome there and come and enjoy it with your family, or maybe go in with another family to buy a unit and also rent it out, you know, when you're not there and help it to pay for itself.
What are the price ranges?
You know, Heather, our smallest unit is 3,220 square feet, and it's 4 bedrooms, 4.5 baths. and that is pretty large for a townhome. The sizes go up all the way. There's only one unit at 4,675 square feet, and there's four units that are 3,544 square feet, and those are five bedrooms, five and a half baths.
So those are town mansions, really.
Yeah, that's a good
Park
term
City terms.
For So the prices start at $2,300,000 and go all the way up to the only one of a kind at $3,450,000.
Let's talk a little bit about styles, because I think that's really your niche. These are super cool, trendy townhomes.
Yes. Most people, when you mention townhome, think, you know, builder grade, this and that.
Starter home.
Cabinets that fall apart in your hand. These are all extreme high quality. We have a super designer on board that works hand in hand. Well, she actually works with the architect. And they have come up with really luxurious interior and exterior selections. We have metal soffit instead of hardy plank and that sort of thing. It's a real upgrade. People are going to be shocked that these are actually classified as townhomes. But in order to get the density we needed, we had to call it a townhome. So that let us have a common wall on four duplexes and then two common walls on a triplex. And the views are just incredible. So we think our quality is super high and our pricing is really fair for what the customer is getting.
And I have actually been involved in the Park City market for quite some time doing interior design and furnishing a lot of these homes. In fact, we've owned some property in Park City at one point ourselves. And I think you're very, very fair in your pricing. There's not a lot available, right? And so
that's true.
That's why I think you have sold these so quickly and you only have one townhome left.
Well, and I'd like to take this time to announce on this show that we have struck a deal with Osmond Designs.
Yes.
As of last week, you are going to furnish one each of each different floor plan style. So that'll be three furnished models, I guess. And of course, the furniture is in addition to the prices I listed. With that, it's no fuss, no muss. We toss them the keys and they get some paper plates, some forks and knives, and they can move right in, because we think most of our buyers will be resort buyers. These will probably not be primary homes.
That is my experience as well. And oftentimes when people come to buy these homes, they don't want to choose every lamp and every nightstand and sofa and whatnot. They just want it beautiful. And once they walk in and fall in love with it, they just include that in it, which is so great. Time is money. Oftentimes people just don't want to mess with this. So that is an option that you can buy them key box ready.
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
Right down to the throw pillows, Heather?
Right. The throw pillows are included, Jeff. I know that's an inside joke at our radio station episode here.
Just a note on the pricing. You know, these prices are now before the resort opens, and we do believe that there will be a lot of upward pressure on prices as the resort opens in the 25-26 ski season. So now it's probably the best time to buy.
Let's talk about some of the amenities that will be surrounding this. We talked about the ski resort, correct? Where's grocery stores and restaurants and all those good things?
What a setup question. What? I love this one. Well, Heather, let me
tell you.
Let me solve the curiosity right now.
No, Jack, this is all you.
Fortunately, starting next year, we are going to build a 38,000 square foot retail center right across the street. And we can't announce any tenants right now, but we do have a few surprises, and more than likely you'll be able to walk across the street and buy your groceries. We are going to have a 5,000-foot split-level restaurant with an outdoor dining area that has a view of the lake, and some inline retail, like coffee sandwich, and some of the usual suspects that you see in a retail center. So it's really the only retail center within 5 miles. And so we think it's going to really be a home run when it opens. And it's be a perfect amenity for the buyers at Keatley Ridge.
And I think it's important to note that the center is more like a resort-style shopping village. The architecture is really mountain modern, a lot of glass, a lot of slanted roofs. And then, you know, it's really set up for pedestrian circulation, bicycle circulation. We have a lot of outdoor gathering spaces, covered bicycle parking, e-bike charging stations, and, of course, the shuttle stop on the west side of the center. So set up for pedestrians and just a really nice, beautiful area.
So if people want to look at this property, how do they get more information?
Very easy, Heather. You can go to KeatleyRidge.com. That's KEETLEY Ridge.com.
Excellent. Mountain modern. Let's describe that for our radio listeners here. Stephanie, it's probably my favorite style. It's just like a very warm modern.
Right. So you, you have that contemporary feel without the coldness of pure modern design.
So being an interior designer, how I would describe this is mountain modern is very cozy, very relaxing, very comfortable. All of your interior furnishings that Osmond Designs will be providing meets that, but your exteriors also match that as well, correct, Jack?
Yes, and we have some of the most talented professionals doing our design work.
Your architects are incredible.
They have really done a super job on this project. And when you look at the exteriors, you get this kind of resort feeling without being over the top. And interior wise, the mountain modern look is very simple. It's uncomplicated, and we use the house as a canvas for the furnishing and accessories to really be the final artwork.
Absolutely. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to partner with you on these projects. Just a reminder, we're doing 3 model homes for you. They will be already furnished. Currently, we're at framing stage, so we still have a little ways to go, but we will have a huge open house. You'll be able to look at all of these. You can buy it furnished or unfurnished, whatever, you know, your heart's desire. But oftentimes at this price point, people just want it done. And correct. If it looks great, they'll just buy it. You will have owner-occupied residents as well as out-of-state or part-timers is what we call them, correct?
Correct.
And it's zoned for all of that.
Right, right. And, you know, as a matter of fact, some of the last 2 houses you did for us were actually people that scaled down from larger subdivisions.
You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more info on Keatley Ridge.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit revivemenshealth.com.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show, and thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. She's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And if you are just joining us, you need to go back and listen to this podcast, because we have been so lucky to have Jack Lopez and Stephanie Wilson on the show with us. They have this incredible new development in Park City called Keatley Ridge. They're doing residential homes. They're doing townhomes. There will be a commercial development across the street. And it's so cool. We get to talk about all the sneak peek backstage rumors, you know, all the good stuff in real estate. You hear it first on this KSL Real Estate Show because we have experts like Stephanie and Jack that talk about their products first on this show. Jack, tell us a little bit more about Keatley Ridge. You do the residential homes, townhomes, and what's for sale and what price points?
Okay, well, we currently have 12 townhomes under construction. Now, these aren't typical townhomes. They range in size from 3,220 square feet all the way up to 4,675. The prices go anywhere from $2,300,000 up to $3,450,000. Now, these are really high-end townhomes. We are sparing no expense on these. And currently siding and stone is going on one of the first units. If you want to drive by and take a look at it, it's located right next to the Jordanelle Fire Station on Alpine and Jordanelle Parkway. We are 400 yards from the Deer Valley Gondola. We're 0.5 miles from the Mayflower exit. And so it's really easy to get to. And our retail center across the street is going to be open at the end of the summer of 2026. And it'll be 38,000 square feet of shops. That's kind of a resort feel to it. So really contemporary architecture on that project as well.
Fantastic. And this really is a luxury project and development. And with the announcement of the 2034 Olympics coming to Park City and the Utah area, this is going to be a great investment. If you're downsizing, upsizing, right-sizing, definitely check out this Keatley Ridge development. If you need financing, we definitely want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They have been in business for over 130 years here in Utah, and they do mortgages. They do HELOCs. They do car loans. They do construction loans, anything and everything in between. Definitely check out Central Bank. We are thankful for their partnership and their support for this KSL Real Estate Show so that they can keep us updated on everything going on in the real estate market here in Utah. Jack, give me some of the details of the spec homes you're building.
Okay. Stephanie and I are spearheading four spec homes. We're going to build two starting this October, and they will be completed by next summer. And they are going to average 4,200 square feet, five bedrooms, at least five and a half baths, all ensuite bathrooms, and two living areas. And the views out the back of these is really breathtaking. So those are right across the street from the townhomes if people wanted to go out and take a look at the home sites.
And a lot of the townhomes right now are being framed, correct? So they're not ready to move in quite yet.
Correct. Correct. We just started April 4th, so we have five units up in the air already, and so we'll have the first unit, we'll have roofing going on very soon.
With all of the upgraded finishes already selected for you, it will be move-in ready. Jack and Stephanie, how do people get information about this development?
So the easiest way to do that is to go to KeatleyRidge.com. That's K-E-E-T-L-E-Y, Ridge.com, where you can see a map of the home sites. You can see renderings of the townhomes. You can see the beautiful views and the proximity to all the wonderful amenities around the development. And you can also reach out to the sales team, marketing team at Berkshire Hathaway through the website, or their contact information is there as well.
Jack Lopez, Stephanie Wilson, thank you so much for being our guests on the KSL Real Estate Show today. It's always fun to know what's going on in that Park City area, and you guys are the best at that. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Kids are heading back to school, and to help them learn and be successful, they need healthy brains.
Alcohol can hijack the brain's pleasure reward system into generating dopamine, the feel-good chemical that can program your child's still developing brain for addiction.
Additional research shows underage drinking can impact how brains develop, impairing memory, learning, and good judgment.
Now is a great time to talk with your child about never drinking alcohol underage so their futures remain bright.
Explain the risks of drinking alcohol underage and why you expect them to remain alcohol-free until age 21.
Then set clear no underage drinking family rules and have a plan if alcohol is present at a party.
Need help starting the conversation? As kids head back to school, a new routine, new friends, use the 5 W's. Ask your children, where are you going? What are you doing? Who is going to be there? When will you be back? Will there be alcohol?
For more information, visit parentsempowered.org.